President Trump links his total endorsement of Lindsey Graham to battle for Save America Act. By Amy Farr on June 5, 2026. President Donald Trump endorsed Senator Lindsey Graham, RSC, on Thursday, and his decision was in line with Graham moving to pass the Save America Act. In a Truth Social post, Trump thanked Graham for putting up the Save America Act for a vote today, then detailed what the act entails. 1. All voters must show photo ID, identification. 2. All voters must show proof of citizenship. 3. No mail-in ballots, except for illness, disability, military, or travel. 4. No men in women's sports. 5. No transgender mutilization surgery for our children. This Tuesday, June 9, all Republicans in South Carolina should vote for Lindsey Graham. He has my complete and total endorsement, and will not let you down. President Donald J. Trump. In response to the president's endorsement, Graham said he is honored to lead the charge to pass the Save America Act, one of the most consequential pieces of legislation you and your team have created. This is just common sense. All Democrats voted no, and they will eventually pay a price. Again, Mr. President, thank you for your support and endorsement of my re-election. It means the world to me and will matter to the Republican primary voters of South Carolina, he added. President Trump said in March he would not sign any other bills until the Save America Act passed and election integrity was secured, Breitbart News reported at the time. Great job by hard-working Scott Pressler on Fox and Friends talking about using the filibuster, or talking filibuster, in order to pass the Save America Act, an 88% issue with all voters. It must be done immediately. It supersedes everything else. Must go to the front of the line. I, as president, will not sign other bills until this is passed. And not the watered-down version, go for the gold. The president wrote in a social media post. The outlet reported May 15 that Graham held a wide advantage over primary challenger Mark Lynch, according to a survey. In regard to the Save America Act, Senator Mike Lee, RUT, who has been fighting to pass the act, said Thursday, "Our elections need to be characterized by two things. We need to make it easy to vote and hard to cheat." He explained that every country all over the world has voter ID requirements, but the United States does not. "We do not want to leave this amount of power sitting on the table so that foreign powers can send forth people who are not eligible to vote in this country and vote anyway. We need to do this. The House of Representatives has passed the Save America Act. We now have the opportunity to vote on that same bill," Lee explained. "This bill, Mr. President, will disenfranchise no one. It will make us all more free. It will protect the sanctity, the dignity of your vote. When we allow people who are not allowed to vote, we rob Americans of their vote. Let's make it easy to vote, hard to cheat. Let's pass this bill," he concluded.